ball to the ref. That was it.
I will call the December 5th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Martinez, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson.
Here.
Commissioner Hogan.
Here.
Commissioner Butthart.
Commissioner, excused.
Commissioner Haley.
Here.
City Engineer Morrow.
Here.
Alderman Dendria.
Here.
Commissioner Fowler.
Is excused. Please rise, join, and then I'd like to, we're going to do this because it's always a special occasion when we get guests from, especially scouts. So, scout troop, come on up. Tell me what troop you are.
We're with PAC 538 at Pleasant View.
Pleasant View PAC, great.
Can we get a picture with you at the end?
Sure.
Okay.
Well, that means you got to stay for the whole meeting, which is just good.
Well, okay, mercy.
Okay, guys.
Okay, so what hand do we put up if we're in our uniform?
Right.
All right. Start it up soft.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All right, let's take a vote. Should we take pictures with the kids now so they can leave?
No.
Or should we make them do the civics lesson and wait through the whole meeting?
Now.
All right.
Did you see that email I forwarded to you?
Well, last night?
Today. Deja vu. Hey, did you doodle Seabird back on that meeting? Because I haven't heard back from her as to when the damn meeting is.
All right, can everybody see the cameras? Look at the cameras. No, we're talking about it. Hi. Did you get my thin side? Who laughed? I'm voting against everything you did. So you guys are going to stick to a couple of agenda items? Oh.
Thank you.
Not right. It's so everybody knows I'm an adult and carry one. Okay, so the scouts are all taken care of. Thanks for coming for a tour. We're happy you're here. Okay, the first item on the agenda is approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of November 21st. Any additions or corrections?
I'll second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. First item is a public hearing on Vesta Intermediate Funding, Inc. They're looking for a recommendation to the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals relative to a area exception and encroachment into some of the natural areas. So for the scouts, this is a business who is looking to do a little bit of expansion because the Plan Commission has authority over land divisions and separations between parcels. Vesta's interest is the big building in the middle there. Thanks. And they're looking, as I recall, to get into this area here. So it's called an area exception. Is that correct, Joel?
Yes, sir.
So with that, Mr. Martinez is going to read a public hearing notice. Mr. Martinez.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 5th, 2018, at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter, after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Vesta Intermediate Funding, Inc., owned by the Lubrizol Corporation, for an area exception for the property located at 9900 South 57th Street. The subject property is Sun Plan Development District Number 7, Franklin Industrial Park. The application requests an area section from section 12.10.10b of the Ordinance 85864 to allow for the encroachment of a dehumidifier equipment platform into the minimum required rear yard. Per se ordinance, the minimum building rear setback is 25 feet, while the requested rear setback is approximately 16 feet and 8 inches for placement of the support posts of the equipment platform of a dehumidifier unit required for the manufacturing facility. This public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirements and the standards of Section 1510.02.09 of the Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input.
Thank you, Mr. Martinez. For the scouts, the public, we do all our business in public. Part of the Constitution says that you have a right to be a part of your government. The applicant's looking to do something that's different than what our laws say, so you have a right to talk about any opportunity that they may have to do something other than what our law says. So tonight we're going to have a public hearing on what they want to do and listen to the public express their opinions on this. Mr. Deedle, you're going to do the highlights.
Thank you. The public hearing covered most of it. I would mention that as an area exception, Plan Commission gives a recommendation, and then the final decision is by the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals. Also, because this is located in the industrial park, first, the EDC, the Economic Development Commission, has to make a recommendation. They did a week or two ago, and they did recommend approval. The only other thing I can mention is that the equipment that they're the dehumidifier and the platform that's going to be on is going to be slightly taller than the existing building, but it's still within the building height limits of that zoning district. And then as a variance or akin to a variance, staff does not provide recommendations on these. But if you have any questions about the facts of the matter, we'll be happy to answer.
So they want to build a little platform right there.
Correct.
I define little as this. Okay, so we've had a properly noticed public hearing. I'll open the public hearing. Is there any citizen wishing to speak on this particular matter? Alderman Wilhelm.
Good evening, Mayor. Thank you for the opportunity. I'm sure this is on, but I'm mainly coming up here to let our guests know that this is what they would do if they had a complaint or a comment or a question about an issue. So come up here and you state your name and address, Kristen Wilhelm, 3851 West College, and then I would proceed with my questions, and that is what your public hearing is for. And I think with that, I'm going to let you do your business, and we're going to head out.
Thanks for coming, kids. Happy you're here. Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Okay, this is a public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Okay, seeing no one rise, I will close the public hearing on this matter. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Morrow.
Just want to let you know the engineering staff assured me they have no issue with any sort of other utilities or drainage issues, so we're good.
Anyone else? Alderman Dandridge.
Then I'd like to make a motion to recommend approval of an application for an area exception to allow for the encroachment of a dehumidifier equipment platform into the minimum required rear yard. Application requests an area exception from 12.10(10B) of Plan Development District Number 7, Franklin Industrial Park Phase 2, Ordinance Number 85-864, pursuant to 12.10(10B). The minimum building rear setback is 25 feet, while the requested rear setback is approximately 16 feet 8 inches. For placement of the support posts of the equipment platform of a dehumidification unit required for the manufacturing facility. The proposed platform is 8 feet 4 inches wide and 22 feet long in the rear yard of the facility for property located at 9900 South 57th Street.
Second that motion.
I'd like to add to that motion a recommendation from the Plan Commission to ask the Board of Zoning and Building Appeals to not require additional landscaping.
Okay. I'll add that to my motion.
I'll second that.
Commissioner Hogan? Moved and seconded to recommend approval. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. Move on to item C2, Matt Talbot Recovery Services. This is a rezoning application to remove, as this is our standard practice, to remove Conservancy District and have the Conservancy District restrictions transferred over to a easement that's already existing. Mr. Deedle? Mr. Martinez has a public hearing notice.
Notice is hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, December 5th, 2018 at 7 p.m. or as soon thereafter after the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers at the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding an application by Matt Talbot Recovery Services, Inc. for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance, zoning map, to rezone a portion of a certain parcel of land from C1 Conservancy District to R3 Suburban Estate Single Family Resident District to comply with condition number 8 of Resolution 2018-7498, which conditionally approved a two-lot certified survey map. The applicant shall apply for a rezoning from the city to remove the existing C1 Conservancy District, approximately 1.94 acres, and the area to be rezoned is subject to a conservation easement per the conditionally approved CSM. Therefore, it is intended for protection of the existing wetlands. The applicant is not proposing to develop this area within conservation easements. For the property located at 9132 South 92nd Street, the public hearing is being held pursuant to the requirement of Section 62237D2 of the Wisconsin Statutes and Division 1590200 of the City of Franklin Unified Development Ordinance. A copy of the proposed ordinance in draft form is available and open for inspection by the public in the office of the City Clerk at Franklin City Hall during normal business hours. The public is invited to attend the public hearing and to provide input. The proposed amendment is subject to revisions following public hearing and the further consideration by the Plan Commission at the City of Franklin Common Council.
Mr. Deedle, the notice was pretty clear, but can you do it clearer?
I'll
give it a shot.
Add something to it. So again, as both the public hearing and the mayor both mentioned, C1 zoning district is a conservancy zoning district from a long time ago, which not surprisingly means that it's very old and very inaccurate. If it was left, it would confuse the property owner because technically, while that zoning district is still on the maps, it still exists and then nobody could develop in it. But it doesn't match where the wetlands are because it's old and inaccurate. We have a conservation district that is accurate, that does count and cover all those wetlands, and that will remain, and they will have to stay out of it. So just to make everything clear and to be consistent with past practice and policy, we always recommend that they remove that conservancy zoning. The applicant is doing that. So staff's recommending approval. As with all rezonings, the Plan Commission makes a recommendation, goes to the Common Council, and they make the final decision.
So question for you. You keep saying old and inaccurate, and look at me. Does that mean anything?
I was looking everywhere else except you.
No. Okay, good. All right, we do have a properly noticed public hearing. I'll open a public hearing. Is there anyone from the public wishing to speak on this matter? Yes, sir. Please come forward, give us your name and address, and let us know what you think.
Tom Harang, 9147 South 92nd Street. I live directly across from the Matt Talbot Lodge. Mm-hmm. My only concern is, I've got a couple concerns. First of all, that Matt Talbot, if he's allowed to develop and sell this land, has absolutely no right to develop another Matt Talbot Lodge. I would insist that be written in to the minutes. Second of all, I'd like to see a DNR study of the land because the map that I received is very vague. It's got an arrow pointing in the middle of the property. And with the wetlands being adjacent to it, it doesn't really define the exact property, except for the dimensions, which you would be trespassing if you walked on the property to measure it off. So I think the engineering department could have made a little bit better definition of where the property is going to be. And at the first meeting when Matt Talbot was applying for the lodge, we discussed it in great length, and you recall that, Mr. Mayor. And Briarwood Subdivision and Briarwood, the road coming out onto 92nd Street, the subject was brought up that eventually, with the development of Highway 100, that road would be extended over there and 92nd would become a dead end on my end. And, well, I'm bringing it up now because this is don't smile and say it's funny.
No, I don't say it's funny.
But this whole process here of him wanting to sell the land, I have no objections to residential development. But to be honest, I don't trust Matt Talbot and his organization. So I insist that be written in that he has no right to develop any other lodge on that property. And being all wetlands, and it's been wetlands, I've lived there 73 years, it's never had a chance to be developed. There was, I think, some settlers very early that tried to develop because there was a man-made well dug there and a stone foundation off of where the pond is. Hmm. And that's the extent of any development. I think they realized at that time that it was wetlands way back then. And so it's been a conservancy. It's been just a, it's just been a field of trees. So, but those are my concerns.
Thank you. And just to be clear, I didn't want to seem disrespectful to you. Well, I had no intention of that. My smirk was internal to that road going through would have to be dealt with by the state DOT, and they,
right.
they
and,
can't
well,
get the day straight.
Right, that meeting, though, and I recall that being one of the subjects of,
yep.
of the discussion.
Got it.
And because of the goofy corner that 92nd and St. Martin's Road is right now.
Right.
So,
Mr. City Engineer.
As an update to that, once upon a time, DOT did have a plan to bring the road out like you described. It's either next year or the year after, depending on who you talk to and which week it is. But either next year, 2020, or the year after, 2021, they will be, quote, improving, unquote, from Loomis all the way to 60th Street, but it's basically a fancy mill and fill. They're not really changing a whole lot. They're digging up 4 inches and putting back 4 inches.
That would be an improvement of what it is
yeah.
now.
but they're not doing substantial changes like we talked about a couple years ago.
But, yeah. Tom, you'll remember we started talking about rebuilding Highway 100, and it was supposed to be done in 2008. Yeah. What year is this?
19.
I wish it would be, because that curb that comes off on 92nd Street, they come off at 55, and then they increase the speed, and it's kind of a, But anyway, that's another subject.
Okay.
But that's my concerns about the sale and development of that property. But I really think the DNR should have a look at the whole situation and definitely define the wetlands and not some survey crew or whatever is going to be in there. And
okay.
It seems like he kind of skirts the issue once in a while as far as what's going on.
Okay.
That's all I have.
Thank you, Tom.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Ms. Wood, good evening. Haven't seen you in a while.
It has been a while. Lisa Wood, Davis and Kilthow, 111 East Kilbourne Avenue, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, 53202. I represent Matt Talbot Recovery Services, and just thought I'd point out a few issues, maybe a few clarifications and answers to some questions. I'm too short,
no.
Is the problem. Is that better?
Yes.
Okay. So just to reconfirm, this is just a hearing on the rezoning. It is not a hearing on any sort of use issues or construction or anything else. but simply complying with the city's requirements to rezone the non-existent C1 to the current surrounding land zoning. As stated, the area that is to be rezoned, C1, is part of a conservancy easement. That easement was created after a natural resources protection plan was prepared. So the wetlands were fully delineated